Speaking at a meeting called by the National Constitutional Amendment Committee, Achol Kujitdeng, a programs officer with the South Sudanese Network for Democracy and Elections, says security agencies have been at loggerheads with civil society groups because the NGO Act does not recognize civil society's work.
The NGO Act, since its formation, it has some loopholes, and those loopholes need to be addressed. Like the issues that they left out need to be incorporated, because they talk of only the faith-based organization and humanitarian, and whatever they are doing is only humanitarian. And it left out the issue of advocacy and lobby, and issues of governance are left out, issues of human rights, and the civil society as a whole is left out. And we need them to be put in the law so that we don't have issues with the security agencies.
In 2018, about 400 young people armed with sticks and machetes attacked and vandalized a United Nations compound and other humanitarian compounds in South Sudan's Maban County. The youth claimed humanitarian organizations operating in the area did not employ locals, leaving a majority of them without jobs. Josephine Ashiro, Executive Director for Community Media Network South Sudan and Secretary General of the Association for Media Development in South Sudan, says the NGO Act should be reviewed to address the country's high unemployment rate.
We don't need to wait for that. We don't need to wait for youth to wake up and say, we are going to fight, we are going to close these NGOs, we are going to do that, simply because they are not given opportunity. The act, the review process here, should define clearly at what percent are the national are supposed to be taken in, and what are the position that they are supposed to be given. You know, to be honest, like you see, some international NGOs are giving even cleaning job to foreigners. Is it the right thing?
David Ayuel, a youth representative in the National Constitutional Amendment Committee, says youth employment should be a priority with NGOs.
We introduce a new requirement for the NGO register to publicly accessible for the inspection by the public and interested persons. We've also tried to make amendments to enhance the requirement for the registrations of the NGOs under Section 9 of the Act. And we've also introduced a new provision on the application for the registration and the effect registrations.
Also speaking at the National Constitutional Amendment Committee stakeholders meeting was Rebecca Nyandeng de Mabior, Vice President of the Government's Youth and Gender Cluster. She praised the committee for what she calls the proven track record for incorporating the peace deal into South Sudan's transitional constitution. Nyandeng says reviewing the country's laws will eventually lead to a solid legal foundation for South Sudan.
We need NGOs, national NGOs, to be supported, and nobody can support them. Nobody can give them that support and can speak on their behalf. It is us in the government, and especially my cluster. So we need to see a credible national NGO to be supported so that they can reach the grassroots. And especially during the natural disasters, our people have suffered because we do not have national NGOs. They have suffered a lot. But the daughters, sons and daughters of this country would have reached them wherever they are.
The NCAC was established under Chapter 1 of the 2018 Peace Agreement and is mandated to review security, financial and political parties' laws to lay a foundation for reforms and prepare the country for elections. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.